Got it, Rex.
Hey, could I book my forester in to get the rotors and pads done, please?
Yeah, so what forester is it?
It's a SH 2012 XT.
Yeah, got it
serviced a few weeks ago, and you let me know that the rotors and pads would need to be done at some point soonish.
Good. And did you want just stock replacement stuff or slightly better?
The slightly better wasn't too much more expensive, was it?
If we're doing just the pads better, so standard style rotors, so flat, with some upgraded pads, it's probably an extra 150.
Yeah, I'll go with that, I reckon.
Yep, all good. And what was
also,
your name?
Max.
Max.
Also
and,
hoping to get you guys to install some struts for me. Which I've got, so I've bought a set of struts from SJ Forester, which I've done my research and should fit onto an SH.
Okay.
Obviously, if I'm incorrect, I obviously have to pay for your time of doing that. But I've got a complete set of struts from an SJ.
Yeah, all good.
Cool.
Give me 2 seconds. Sorry, you still there?
Yep.
Yeah. What was your last name?
Partos. P-A-R-T-O-S.
Yep, easy. All right. So, yeah, it needs pads and rotors all around.
Yep.
Cool. So we're about 3 to 4 weeks out at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do... probably... 3rd of December, that's about 4 weeks.
3rd of December, yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah, that works. I just won't be able to drop it off till probably, I'm working overnight, so I probably won't get there till 9:30 on the Wednesday to drop it the car off.
Yeah.
Unless I can try, just because I'm working overnight until 9 a.m.
Anyway, drop it off the day before.
I could, but then I would have to get to work.
The only problem is the struts normally take probably 3 hours, 4 hours.
Yeah.
Pads and rotors all around take another 3 hours. So
yeah,
that's the best part of the day.
Yeah.
Worst case, if you dropped it off at 9:30 on the Wednesday, do you need it back on the same day?
No, I could come pick it up on the Thursday. Ideally not too late on the Thursday because then I'm heading away Thursday night.
That's fine. Yeah.
Busy week.
Yeah, as long as we'll probably get the whole thing done Wednesday, or at least most of it, and then maybe finish it off Thursday morning.
Yep.
Or best case, we might get it all done Wednesday anyway.
Yeah, cool. What would I be looking at roughly for the install of the struts, just to get a rough idea?
So are the struts complete? So struts, springs, literally just bolt in?
Yep. Yeah, complete assembly.
Yeah, and they've got springs on them, all four.
Yeah.
If they bolt straight in, I'd say you'd be up for about probably 3 hours, so 450 in labour.
Yep.
Yeah.
But then obviously if there's added complications or anything.
If they don't bolt in, then we'll probably do one front, one rear first.
Yeah.
To see if they actually fit or not.
And
then obviously you go stop at that point and put your old ones back in if they don't fit.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the difference?
Awesome.
In them, sorry, are they just higher?
I think they're just a bit stiffer, and it's just pretty boaty and like loose and soft. Feels a bit sketchy driving around corners at any sort of speed. And I've seen on forums that the SJ swings are just feel a bit stiffer and ride a bit better, supposedly. So, and I think both my rear shocks are leaking anyway, so I thought I'll replace them all, and it might like lift it a tiny bit maybe because it's sagging a bit, but
easy, we'll get those done. It's about 450 to fit the full set if they're bolting. So you'd probably end up somewhere between 1500 and 2k in total, including pads, rotors.
Awesome.
All right, done. Easy. You're all booked in for the 3rd anyway. So, drop it off 9:30 on the 3rd. And we'll try to get it done on the same day for you. Worst case, you might have to pick it up Thursday morning-ish.
Yeah, which would be fine. Awesome.
All right.
Cool. Thanks for that.
Done. Easy. All good. We'll see you then.
Bye.